Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Spirit of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, everybody say tarried. That means time went on, right? Yeah. And on. And hours went on, and time went on, and they all slumbered and slept. They stayed awake long as they could, and eventually all of them were asleep. And at midnight, night when everybody, the hour everybody's sound asleep, there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom comes, go out to meet him. And then all the virgins arose, they jumped up, and they cranked the lamps up. And the foolish said, uh-oh, give us some of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Friend, if you wait to get ready, then you're late. You ever heard somebody, you know, you're supposed to be going somewhere, and they knew you're supposed to be ready at 6:30? And you say, are you ready? Well, just about. What does that mean? Not ready. Well, I'm getting ready. Then you ain't ready. What does ready mean?
Ready.
Let's go. There's a whole sermon right in there. If you're getting ready, you're not ready. They said, give us some of your oil. Can you, in the time of need and crisis, can you pull on somebody else's preparation?
No,
does that work?
No.
They prepared. They've gotten ready. You didn't. Can now you say, well, hey, let me use your preparation. Doesn't work that way.
No.
He went on to say, the wise said, no, lest there not be enough for us and you. You go to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, while they were getting ready, the bridegroom came, and they that were what?
Ready.
I want you to read that out loud. They that were
ready.
Read it again. They that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Who got used? Who got in, who got taken? Who were involved in the main thing that was happening? The ones that were ready. I said, the ones that were ready. It's that way right now today, friend.
Amen.
It's that way in the church. It's that way in the works of the ministry. It's that way in every area. People who are serious get ready beforehand. Amen?
Amen.
Serious Christians pray before they come to church. They pray and sit down and think about their giving. And they don't just throw $5 in the plate. They, according to their ability, they write their check beforehand. And it's substantial, and they pray over it. Did you hear me? People that are thinking God might use them in an area, they don't wait to see if that's going to happen or not. They get ready beforehand.
Amen.
I know working with Brother Hagin, the Lord, you know, in drawing close to the Lord about my ministry, he would deal with me, get ready. Get ready. When I was in school, my first year of Rhema, he said, get ready. So what? How do you get ready? So I would read and study and pray. And read and study and pray. And then I'd pray. And then I'd study. And then I'd read. And then I'd study. And then I'd pray. And even after Rhema, you know, I didn't have, nobody, people weren't calling me, please come speak for us. Nobody knew me. But I'm getting ready. Why? I'm convinced there's no shortage of places to go and people to minister to. There is a shortage of people that's got something to say when they get there.
Amen.
So what am I going to do? What should I do?
Get ready.
I should get ready. How you get ready? I read and I prayed and I studied and then I studied and prayed and then read. Am I exaggerating, Phyllis? That's what I was supposed to do. So I mean, you know, that was my thing. And enjoyed it. I don't mean I'm having to make much. Enjoyed it. Enjoyed it. Because I'm getting light. I'm getting understanding. I'm getting revelation. Getting stirred up. Getting full. Amen?
Amen.
And then Brother Hagin began to, you know, use me in different volunteer capacities and this kind of thing. And I could see, well, this is coming up. They may need somebody to help in that area. So I'd try to find out what I could about it. Nobody had told me that they might call me ever. Without realizing it, I'd sit on the front row and watch him teach and preach. And I didn't realize it, but I'm watching and I'm checking my heart. Where is he going now? I sense that. What does that mean? How do you interpret that? How do you respond to that? And without realizing it, I'm trying to stay up with him and what he's doing. It was a good thing. Amen. Because not long after that, he'd call me 5 minutes before the service. He said, "What you doing?" I said, "Well, I'm studying." He says, "You probably need to." He said, "Why don't you take the service for me today?" I said, "Yes, sir. Thank you." Click. I got just enough time to walk over there. It's not time to get ready.
That's right.
Did you hear me? Yeah. If you're not ready, if you haven't prepared aforehand, somebody said, "Well, I wouldn't like to work for somebody like that." Well, have you ever met the Holy Ghost? Have you ever read instant, in season, out of season? See, a lot of folks, bless their hearts, say, you know, you call them for anything, and it takes them 3 weeks to prepare. Yeah. Well, I got to get ready. Well, see, they weren't walking by faith, were they? And there's been so many times, if you'll pray and walk with God, there have been time after time the Lord would deal with me, study this out, look this up. And I didn't know why, but I did. And then that afternoon, something came up, and I needed to know that, and I'm smiling, thinking, well, I already got that. Well, there's been times I didn't obey too and wasn't ready, and I didn't like that. A lot of times by the grace and mercy of God, you can make it through, but it's rough. It's hard. Everybody say prepared. And it just kept, you know, working with him. It just kept on being that way. And more until in the last years of traveling with him, I mean, he'd be in the middle of his message. He'd be in mid-sentence and go, "Keith, come up here and finish this." And the thing is, I knew where he was at. I wouldn't have done it exactly like he did it, but I knew enough about what the Holy Ghost was saying and doing that I could jump in there and best I knew how to do it. But you don't wait until, well, we'll just wait and see if, you know, they're going to use anybody. Then I'll get ready, then I'll prepare. No, you prepare beforehand. So then you're ready. I mean, I just came from a flight training school. And you don't wait till your engine's on fire in your airplane to try to figure out what to do and say, get the book, Phyllis. I see a flame out there. I smell smoke. What's the book say? Find the book. You ain't got time to look in the book. You need to know, right? You need to be prepared. And so we train. We know there's a W. You go over here, you turn the aux pump off. You go down here and put the fuel on main. Come back up here, secure the fire engine. Go back here, turn the fuel back off. Go up here and hit the fire extinguisher bottle. Don't even think about it. That's what you do. Because that aluminum is so thin, it gets hot, it'll bend, that wing will come off. You ain't got time. And while you're doing that, you're heading for an airport and talking on the radio. But that if you wait until something like that happened, well, that'll probably never happen. If it ever comes up, I'll figure it out. Do you want to ride with somebody like that? Or would you rather ride with somebody that's prepared,
yes,
right?
Amen.
Knows what's going to happen beforehand. And if this comes up, we're ready to do this. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Everybody say prepared.
Prepared.
Hallelujah. Go to, well, hold your place in Hebrews. You still have Hebrews or did you lose it? Go back to Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, let's finish reading this and then we're going straight to Ezekiel 16. Hebrews 11, 7. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared. Have you got that underlined now? Circled or whatever, star about, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, Does it affect your family when you obey God?
Yes.
When you prepare for God's blessings on your life, does it affect your family? I tell you what, there's no question about it. All Phyllis's and my family, our immediate family, and our extended family have all been blessed as a result of God's blessing on our life. No question about it. Some of them took them 10 years, 15 years to decide it was real, but they've come in. I said they've come in, they've come in, they've come in. Lives been spared, protected, healed, needs met. One of the greatest things you ever did for your family was obey God. Go all the way with God. To the saving of his house. Now get this. By the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Say that out loud. Condemn the world. Became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Now get this. He condemned the world. Now this is really heavy stuff here. You have to think about this a little bit, not just let it pass over your mind one time. His act of building the ark not only saved his family, it condemned everybody else. Because it proved you did not have to be full of sin and unbelief. He demonstrated what anybody else on the earth could have done. And his righteous act showed up their unbelief and their ungodliness. And his righteous act was involved in why and how the judgment came. Before you turn to Ezekiel, go to Ephesians. You knew that could happen, didn't you? Ephesians 4. Our life of faith is to be a witness to everybody around about us. It is to be a light. People should be able to see by watching us that it is possible to please God. It's possible to obey God. It's possible to be victorious. Amen?
Amen.
And in seeing us, they have no excuse. If they say, well, you can't live like that. Yeah, we are. You can't obey God. Yeah, we are. Right?
Yes.
They can't tell God, well, no, that doesn't work. No, it's working for us.
Amen.
That's too hard. You can't keep all those commandments. Well, they're summed up in two basic commandments. Walk in love all the time. Walk in faith all the time. You do those and you'll do the 10 and everything else together. You can do it. There are people in the earth that are doing it. Like me and you. Don't disagree with me now. Like you and I. Right?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Spirit of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.